In the collect from today's Mass, I prayed these words, that by the guidance of a star, we may have revealed to us more fully and to our minds the truth of your word. The word of God being revealed to our minds more fully. As I was reading again that passage from 1 John chapter 5 that we had as our first reading, I remember earlier in my life reading this text and saying, I have absolutely no idea what this is about. There's still perhaps depths of understanding that I don't yet understand or see, but the great gift of getting older and studying and praying and being in the heart of the church is that texts that at one time did not make sense to my mind have now come alive. And this beautiful passage that we have from 1 John chapter 5 is one of these rich teachings of Holy Scripture. And here what St. John is wanting us to understand is that the relationship that we have with the Father and the Son is based on the apostolic witness. And this is a theme that comes through the whole of 1 John. And now as he comes to the fifth chapter, he speaks not so much of the witness of the apostles, but of the witness of the Holy Spirit. If you're familiar with 1 John, you'll remember back in chapter 1, he talks about how the Word was made flesh, and we saw him, we heard him, we were with him, and we now share this testimony with you so that the joy that we have may also be in you. Now that he gets towards the end of the letter, he moves from the witness of the apostles to the witness of the Holy Spirit. And he wants us to discover yet again this wonderful truth, that through the witness of the Holy Spirit, we can discover what it is to have fellowship with one another as brothers and sisters in Christ, and we can discover more deeply the fellowship of the Blessed and Holy Trinity. Listen again to what John writes in today's reading. Speaking of the Holy Spirit, this is he who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ, not only with the water, but by the water and the blood. And the Spirit is the witness, because the Spirit is the truth. Now here are Scripture is speaking of the two dimensions of how the Holy Spirit witnessed to the life of Jesus Christ. As we will celebrate on Sunday with the baptism of the Lord, at the beginning of our Lord's public ministry, the Holy Spirit descended upon him as a dove, and the voice of the Father declared, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased." And so when John says that Jesus came by water, he's pointing to his baptism and the witness of the Holy Spirit there. Now, where is the other time the Holy Spirit witnesses like this? It's at the point of our Lord's transfiguration, when Jesus is on the top of Mount Tabor. And remember, in Luke's gospel, we're told that he's meeting with Moses and Elijah, who are talking with Jesus about his exodus. Of course, that is about his passion, his death, and his resurrection. And at that point, the Holy Spirit also speaks, this time to the apostles in a particular way. "This is my Son, listen to him." St. John in today's epistle is focusing on these two points in our Lord's public ministry. Two key moments, the beginning at his baptism, and the culmination at the crucifixion. Then St. John goes on to say, there are three witnesses, the Spirit, the water, and the blood, and these three agree. Now, if you remember John's gospel in the 19th chapter, at the point of our Lord's death, when the centurion pierces his side, outflow blood and water. And this is reminiscent, of course, of Genesis chapter 2, where as Adam falls into a deep sleep, from his rib, Eve is born. And what John is wanting us to understand is that it's because of the apostolic witness, it's because of the witness of the Holy Spirit, that from the side of Jesus, the church is born. And who is in the church? Well, all of those who have responded to the testimony of the apostles and the testimony of the Holy Spirit. And as John makes it clear at the end of that reading for today, there are those who receive the testimony, that is the church, and there are those who will reject the testimony. And what John says in conclusion is that to receive the testimony of the Spirit, to receive the testimony of the apostles, allows us to be assured that in the present, you and I have eternal life. Throughout his letters and his gospel, John makes this fundamental point that to respond to the witness of Jesus, to respond to the witness of the apostles and the Holy Spirit, gives us a profound and deep confidence that we have already received the gift of eternal life, a gift that sustains us every day when we come to receive him who is life in the Eucharist. Tomorrow we will conclude our reading of 1 John, a book that we read every Christmas. May we be renewed in our faith, for that is what John intended by writing this letter. And may we, knowing the wonderful testimony that is in this letter, reaffirm that we are part of the family of God, that we are part of that community that knows we have been given the gift of eternal life.